This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. Holla at ya boy. What's up, my people? This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. This is your boy, Sam. And you know where I'm at. I'm here in London, UK. Saturday, April 25th. Just finished checking out game 3 of the first round of the 2014-2015 NBA playoffs for your Toronto Raptors, taking on the Washington Wizards. All right, so let's set this one up. And if you're listening to this podcast, you pretty much probably already know the deal. Your T-Raps are down 0-2. Your number 4 seed Toronto Raptors against the number 5 seed Wizards. Raptors beat the Wizards 3 times in the season, lost 0 times, but come playoffs, we cannot find an answer. And we got beat twice in our own building, in the ACC. The truth, Paul Pierce talked smack and then backed it up, big time. And your Raptor guards, DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry, have just been in a funk, have not been able to get it going. Got badly outplayed by Bradley Beal and John Wall, the Wizards' backcourt. And things are looking rough, folks. But you know what? We're on to Washington. It's a new building. They still have to beat us another 2 games. And your T-Raps did take them down 3 times this season. So we got a shot here. All right, this one's not over, but the odds are certainly stacking more and more against us. All right, so a little change to the starting lineup. Amir Johnson back in place of Tyler Hansbrough. I don't really know why he lost his starting spot to begin with, because Hansbrough was just getting in there for the first few minutes and then only playing his usual 10 or 12 minutes anyways. So don't know why Amir didn't get the start, but nice to see Amir in there. All right, bit of an injury report, though. Kyle Lowry, that's right, Kyle, who's been struggling. Well, you remember last game, he left it with a little bit of a leg injury, so that leg is a little bit banged up. And on top of that, he's nursing a cold. That's right, that was the report. Kyle Lowry sipping tea before the game, which most English people would appreciate. Nice little cuppa, make you feel better. But not when you get to go play a playoff basketball game. I don't know how much that tea is going to be working into a cold. So hopefully Kyle able to dig deep in this ball game, because we need it, folks. The season is basically on the line here. This is like a game 7. I don't believe any NBA team has come back from being down 3-0. I know it's happened in baseball, but I'm pretty sure it hasn't happened in basketball. So your Toronto Raptors, you don't win this one, it's a 3-0 hole. And even if they win 1 or 2, it's, if history is any indication, it's just a slower and more painful death than just going out in a sweep. So this is a tough one, folks. I don't know what to say. This could be my second last Raptors Abroad podcast of this season. And it hurts. It hurts. I like calling these games. I like watching my T-Raps. You gotta dig deep, boys. Alright, so with that all set up, let's get into it. First quarter, 10:25 mark, and we did not have to wait long to see how Mr. Lowry was going to be performing in this one, because he drains his first 3-ball of the series, just over a minute and a half into this ball game. DeMar DeRozan then also looking sharp. He follows that up with a mid-range jumper, celebrating a little bit. However, Bradley Beal, who had a big ball game in game 2, answers the DeMar DeRozan mid-range with a 3-ball, so we're tied up at 7 early. 8:54 mark, DeMar DeRozan then still flying. He hits an and-1 layup. Raptors up 10-9. 24 seconds later, Kyle Lowry putting up his second shot of the ball game. Again, from deep. And again, it's true. Lowry triples, but again, Bradley Beal with the answer. He drains his second 3-ball of the game. But I got good news for you, folks, because the Raptors answer that one. DeMar DeRozan dialing one up from deep. That's 2 straight 3s for the Raptors. So your Raptor guards looking like they have turned it around. and DeMar DeRozan kept it on display the rest of the quarter. Just listen to this. 7:07 mark. He's fouled by John Wall. Puts up an awkward 19-footer. Doesn't get the call. Still nails the shot. So that should have been his second and one of the game. Next Raptor possession, he drives, hits a little floater off glass. Next Raptor possession, DeMar DeRozan with the drive in transition, but this time sharing, he kicks it to T. Ross in the right corner, which has become one of his favorite spots. I think he prefers that left, but T. Ross from the right corner this time strikes and drains the deep ball. Raptors up 7-23-16. 5:18 mark then, Kyle Lowry showing some confidence. He pushes the ball in transition off a made Wizards basket. Quick outlet to DeMar DeRozan, and DeMar with a touch pass to T. Ross, who is filling in the lane, and he flies in for the dunk. And that's not it, folks. DeMar still rolling, 4:01 mark, buries his second three ball of the game, and the Raptors have a 10-point lead for about 5 seconds, because for the third time in this ball game, Bradley Beal answering a Raptor three ball with one of his own. Huge. So three threes for Bradley Beal. And then speaking of threes, 3:08 mark, Drew Gooden. Y'all remember Drew Gooden? Buried a couple last ball game? Well, he drains his first attempt from deep. Unbelievable. So Raptors up 6, 30-24. Next possession, DeMar DeRozan driving, getting into the paint. Nice little touch, hitting a scoop shot. And then, unbelievably, just 43 seconds later, DeMar DeRozan draining his third three ball of the quarter. DeMar on absolute fire. Raptors up 9, 35-26. Unfortunately, the Raptors run into a rough stretch from Jonas Valanciunas. The big man had a couple of tough stretches in this ball game. Started at the 1:13 mark. He gets blocked underneath on what looked like a sure two by Gortat. Wiz go the other way. Drew Gooden makes us pay by burying his second straight three. That's right, Drew Gooden, the nephew of Dwight Doc Gooden, showing the skills. Raptors up 4, 35-31. Jonas trying to make up for that block shot. He flies into the paint and just knocks over marching Gortat, committing an offensive foul. Gortat then the other way shows a little bit more patience and goes to the baby hook. So with that, folks, your Raptors 10-point lead is dwindled down to 2. It's 35-33 after one quarter. So just a 2-point lead, and that including DeMar DeRozan scoring a team record 20 points in a playoff quarter, breaking Vince Carter's record of 19. So, I mean, it's great news. We're winning, and DeMar DeRozan's on fire, but if DeMar drops 20 in a quarter, I expect us to be up more than 2. So 35-33. DeMar DeRozan, by the way, 8 of 10 shooting in that quarter. Unbelievable. All right, second quarter, let's hit it up. 11:38 mark. Tupat was showing some skills early. 11:38 mark, he drains a three ball. And then again, 10:55 mark. First, he hustles for an offensive rebound. Gets a couple of swats at it to keep it alive. Goes into the hands of Tyler Hansbrough. And as that ball was in the air, Tupat hustles himself over to the left corner. Hansbrough rewards him with the pass, and Patterson drains his second straight three. Huge. Raptors up 7, 40-33. But guess what, folks? Unbelievably, 9:50 mark, Drew Gooden. First of all, he gets an offensive rebound, just like Tupat did, and then he drains his third three of the game. That's right, Drew Gooden. I mean, I don't know how many times in his career did he drain three threes in a game. And I'll tell you what, this is not coming from a hater. I've been a fan of Drew Gooden since he came into the league. Even when he played with Kansas, I was a fan. Just by merit of being Dwight Gooden's nephew, I'm already going to be a fan. But I actually like the way he plays. I was always shocked every time that this guy got traded to a different team. I thought he gave great effort, and I thought his skill level was fairly high and improving. But I did not know he had any type of three-point shot. So he buries his third. And by the way, in the possession before that, after the whistle, just after the whistle, he was kind of in the act of shooting, and he drained a three-ball that was wiped off. So that would have been four straight. My goodness. All right, 7:20 mark. the sixth man of the year, which I don't think I gave him props in the last game, but congrats to Lou Williams. Lou, with the sixth man of the year award, showing off some of those sixth man skills with a gorgeous drive from the left baseline and then a proper up and under where he shows it on the left side of the rim, tucks it back down around his ankles, drifts over to the right side of the rim, and then floats it in off glass. Beautiful play. I used to practice that play all the time. If I was by myself, guaranteed I would practice a from both sides, right baseline, left baseline drive, put the ball behind my back, not behind the back dribble, but on the steps after I picked up the dribble, behind the back, and then show on one side and finish on the other. Back in the day when I had hops, I was pretty consistent with that. Didn't have too many game makes with that, but I could rock that in practice. Alright, enough about my ball, let's get back to the T-Raps ball. And in fact, I think I was delaying that one for a good reason. Because after that nice Lou Williams layup, the Wizards went on a 9-0 run in just 1.5 minutes. That's right, John Wall with some excellent play. I mean, he was dropping dimes left and right. I think he had 17 last game, and he did not stop from that pace. He was really distributing like a champ. And the Wizards snatched the lead right back. They're up 46-42. 3:41 mark, DeMar DeRozan stops bleeding with a pair of free throws, finally getting on the board in the second quarter. 3:07 mark, Amir Johnson with a nice play. He gets an offensive rebound, and before hitting the ground, he's able to put it back up and in. Ties up the game at 46, but the Raptors run into another tough stretch from Jonas Valanciunas. First of all, one-on-one with Gortat, doesn't get double-teamed, goes to the turnaround jumper, nothing but air. And then the next Raptor possession, again charging into Gortat, knocking him over, committing an offensive foul. And the Wizards used those possessions to score the last 6 points of the quarter, off of continued great play from John Wall, who, by the way, had 9 dimes in this ball game at halftime. 9. And the Wizards with a 6-point lead, 54-48. So you didn't hear a lot about Kyle in that second quarter. You didn't hear a lot about DeMar either, and that was for good reason. Lowry, absolutely cold after draining his first 2 threes, could not get one to fall in that second quarter. Neither could DeMar. DeMar was 0-4 and just 2 points in the second after 20 in the first. Roughness. So on to the third quarter, and the roughness continued early. DeMar DeRozan misses a deep two to start. John Wall drains a three ball at the other end. Wizards up 9, 57-48, and the series feeling like it's about to slip away. That's when JV decides to step up his game a little bit. We get a couple of buckets from him over the next minute. 7:01 mark, Raptors dodge a bullet. 3-second violation called on Marcin Gortat just as Paul Pierce was releasing and draining a three ball. But Lowry continues to struggle. He misses a pair of shots during that stretch, then tosses up a bad pass to T-Ross. He's just 2 of 12 at that point, folks, and he missed 10 straight after draining his first two. However, somehow the Raptors are still just down 5 with 6 minutes to go. So it's still a ball game, 61-56. 5:40 mark, Jonas Valanciunas, offensive rebound off another Kyle Lowry miss. But it almost looked like a pass because it was such a wild shot. But JV, with the sweet timing, able to get there and lay it in off glass. 61-58 Wizards. 1 minute later, though, Kyle Lowry finally able to get one to fall off a Wizards turnover on the fast break. Dribbling down the right side, extends and goes to the finger roll. Nice little soft touch there at going at top speed. Wizard lead down to 1, 63-62. 4:03 mark, DeMar DeRozan bails out the Raptors, draining a mid-range jumper to beat the shot clock. Raptors then get a stop, and Kyle Lowry with the ball, feeling it after that fast break layup. He goes to the drive on the right side, just misses a layup attempt that would have given the Raptors back the lead. Bradley Beal goes the other way, draws and makes a pair of free throws. And then to compound at 3:15 mark, Amir Johnson goes to the line, misses 2 free throws for the second time in this series. And I'm sure it happens to him in the regular season. It surprises me every time. Amir, usually so solid, usually able to get at least one of those. So he clanks a pair. Took him only 31 seconds, though, to somewhat make up for it, tipping in a missed teardrop shot by Grevas Vasquez. And then the very next Raptor possession, Amir Johnson with a little push shot in the paint, and the Raptors, folks, are back in the lead by one, 68-67. Nice battle back after being down 9 in this third quarter. So the last couple of minutes, the Wizards able to reclaim the lead off of free throws, and they're up 2 after three quarters, 72-70. So your T-Raps, folks, need to win this fourth quarter by 3 points if their season is going to continue, really. I mean, I know no matter what, there's another game after this, but if we're down 3-0, geez, you got to dig deep in this quarter. And Hansborough does. He starts it off with a pair of steals in the first minute, one on defense, and then the second one on offense after the Raptors had just sort of turned it over. That leads to a pair of Kyle Lowry free throws. And it was nice to see Kyle step up to the line and swish a pair. I mean, maybe that's just what he needs to see to get his game going. And you know what? It seemed to get him fired up because the very next possession, he fills the passing lane, comes up with a great steal. The ball goes around to Lou Williams. Lou misses a left wing three, but Kyle flies in for the offensive rebound. Unfortunately, he put up a three ball, was not able to connect. John Wall with the rebound off of that, and he just flies the other way. Raptors get back, to their credit. They get back. There's like three guys in the paint. Wall just sees them, puts his head down, goes to the spin move, somehow is able to sneak his arm up through the pack and float one in off glass for the and one layup. Ladies and gentlemen, that is superstar play right there. The former number one overall pick, John Wall, just showing him how it's done. With that clutch play, the Wizards reclaimed the lead 75-73. 33 seconds later, at the 10-minute mark, Kyle Lowry trying to get his game going. He drives, gets into the paint, but misses everything with a pretty wild shot. Wizards go the other way, get it to Bradley Beal, and he calmly drains a mid-range jumper. Wizards with a 4-point lead now, 77-73. 8:58 mark, DeMar DeRozan blocked from behind by Otto Porter, who did some damage to the T-Raps in the last ball game. And I think Porter went and talked a little smack to DeMar afterwards, because DeMar, a few seconds after the play, just kind of shoves him. Not that hard, but shoves him enough that the refs had to do something, and it was right in front of the ref, so DeMar gets slapped with a technical foul, which is not really great timing. Luckily for the T-Raps, Bradley Beal misses the tech, and then DeMar does what he should have done in the first place, talk smack with his game, driving from the right baseline and then elevating and hitting a little finger roll. Raptors down 3, 79-76. But true good, and man, you could not stop this guy. Fakes from 3, and of course you gotta run at him now, he's made 3 of them. And then he goes on the drive, slams into Tyler Hansborough. I thought Hansborough was there, but he gets called for the block as Gooden makes the driving layup. So and 1, 3-point opportunity, which he does not complete. Misses the free throw, but still, you know, those and one plays, even when they don't make the free throw, the crowd gets so fired up. It really does give the team some momentum, more than just a regular made shot. All right, 8:12 mark, Lou Williams with Bradley Beal all over him. And this became a little bit of a theme later in this quarter. Beal in his face, he's able to drain a tough mid-range jumper. 81-78 Wizards. 7:34 mark, DeMar DeRozan being guarded by Beal. DeMar takes him to the hole. Beal again with excellent defense. DeMar goes to the left hand, and he's right on the left baseline, doesn't use glass, floats one up about 3 feet above the rim. And nothing but the bottom of the net. Very impressive shot there. Wizards lean down to 1, 81-80. And that is when the truth started to make his mark in this ballgame. Of all people, not him. Not Paul Pierce. But yes, folks, 6:40 mark, he drains a left wing three. Feeling like he's about to step up, but you know what? 16 seconds later, Tupat with the answer from the right corner, knocking down the three ball, and again, the Wizard lead is just 1, 84-83. 38 seconds later, Kyle Lowry with the steal, hit a head pass to Amir Johnson, who was hustling on the play, and he gets the uncontested throwdown, and your T-Raps have a 1-point lead, ladies and gentlemen, 85-84. Tough call at the other end, though, 5:34 mark. Marching Gortat with the shot clock literally about to expire, able to drain a lefty hook. DeMar DeRozan called for a light shove in the back on the play. Refs go to the replay, they take a look at it, and the broadcasters clearly thought it wasn't going to count, thought he would just get free throws because it was well in his hand before he even went into the shooting motion. But I believe the referees gave him the continuation and they determined that the foul was committed before the shot clock went off. So I guess that's a fair play, but it was a weak foul to begin with. And a little bit of ball don't lie, Gortat misses a free throw, so the Wizards with a 1-point lead, 86-85. 5:01 mark, so just 5 minutes to go in this ballgame. John Wall blows by everyone. I mean everyone. Every Wizard, every Raptor, he just blows by us all in the half court. It elevates for the layup. 88-85 Wizards. But 20 seconds later, T. Ross on the right wing. Bradley Beal, I mean, he's just giving him 6 inches of space. And Terrence able to go up with the catch and shoot three ball. Just had an inch of clearance on the off the hands, and he's able to drain one in Beal's face. Incredible. But also incredible is Otto Porter. The dude, like I said, he damaged us last ball game, and he steps up with a big one, answering that T. Ross three. And the Wizards with a 3-point lead, 91-88. So next possession, Bradley Beal splits a pair of free throws, 4-point game. 2:52 mark, DeMar DeRozan drives and draws, makes a pair of free throws. 92-90 Wizards, just a 2-point game. 2:40 mark, Otto Porter again from deep. Who is this guy? Second-year player showing some promise. He knocks down another catch-and-shoot three from pretty much the exact same spot on the left wing. I mean, honestly, I thought I was watching an instant replay for a second. I wish that I was. Porter comes up with that big three ball. Kyle Lowry comes the other way, tries to answer. He comes up well short, just barely grazing the rim. And with 1 minute and 58 seconds to go, the T-Raps and all of us Raptor fans get another unwelcome helping of the truth. Paul Pierce pretty much icing the ball game and the series with a right wing three ball. That gave the Wizards an 8-point lead, 98-90, with 1 minute and 58 seconds to go. Feeling like it's all but over, but wait, it's actually not. Kyle Lowry catches a little bit of fire in the last minute. We've seen him do this before. And all of a sudden, he's active. He drains a little shot inside, drains a three ball. Raptors get a steal. And all of a sudden, it's a one possession game. 102-99 with 35 seconds to go. So Wizards with the ball. Raptors don't even need to foul. They can just play for the stop. And they do. They play good defense. But the truth gets another opportunity, and he makes good yet again, icing the game for the second time, basically, in a minute and a half, draining a right wing three ball with 16.3 seconds to go in this one, folks. And your T-Raps go on to lose game three, 106-99, 7-point loss. And your Raps folks have their backs against the wall. So what can you say to that? There's only one thing to say. It's time to make history. You know what I'm saying? We're coming back, folks. We got to come back from 3-0 because I'm going to be too upset. I'm not going to be able to take it this summer. I mean, we waited a whole year after seeing Paul Pierce block Lowry to end our season last year. We're going to have him watch him make 2 threes to end our season this year. Oh my God, and I like Paul Pierce. I'm still a fan. I mean, it's hard to hate the guy's game. He's so clutch. Oh my God, all right, so on to the box score. Let's hit it up. Well, they got steady contributions. They got 7 guys in double figures. Right, Marcin Gortat leading the way. He just ate up JV. I mentioned that, but he was 24 points on 11 of 15. We just could not get in front of him. John Wall, the second leading scorer. He didn't shoot it that well at 5 of 15. But listen to this, folks. 19 points, 15 assists. 15. I mean, he's just carving up this Raptor defense. Gortat, by the way, also had 13 rebounds. Otto Porter Jr., 11 points, 8 rebounds. Drew Gooden, 12 points, 7 rebounds in just 18 minutes. That dude was lighting it up. And then P-Dub, he was only 5 of 9 for the field, but 18 points for him, including a couple of monster three balls that ended this ballgame. riggedy real. Oh, so as a team, by the way, the Wizards shoot 47.4% to the Raptors 37.4%. An amazing stat here, folks. The Wizards shot 36 of 76. The Raptors shot 37 of 99. So your losing team actually had one more made field goal and took 23 more field goal attempts. I don't even know how that works, because somehow we still lost the rebound battle 45-41, which in this series is actually considered a victory. I mean, when you look at those, aside from the shooting numbers, your T-Raps really should have come up with this one. 12 steals to the Wizards 4. Actually, you know what? No, sorry, they shouldn't have, because the Wizards countered that with 13 blocks. 13 blocks to the Raptors 2. But then on the other side, Wizards with 17 turnovers, Raptors with only 9. And the Wizards, by the way, also left 9 points on the board free throw wise. They were 22 of 31 to the Raptors 15 of 19. But really, I think the big thing was, actually, no, you know what? Yeah, I was going to say from 3-point land, but the Raptors, it wasn't much different. Raptors 10 of 28, 35% to the Wizards 12 of 29. They took one more attempt, they made 2 more threes. And I guess in a game like this, that stuff adds up. So on the Raptors side, from individual efforts, alright, so this is going to look good, but it's kind of not. DeMar DeRozan, 32 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds. But let me get to the shooting percentage, folks. 11 of 29. 11 of 29. And you'll remember he was 8 of 10 at one point. That means he went 3 of 19 down the stretch. You know, the final three quarters. And then equally ugly numbers. I mean, uglier, really. 5 of 22 for Kyle Lowry. And 2 of those buckets were made in like the last minute. So it was really, he was like 3 of 20. 38 minutes out of Kyle. And look, I understand Kyle's banged up. He's sick. Fine. Fair enough. Maybe you're going to have a tough game. Why take 22 shots then? From what I understand, 22 shots is hard to take. It's hard just to get off 22 shots. 22 shots for Kyle. And again, his shooting percentage in this series must be in the 20s. Maybe in the 30s. Well, I think it's probably in the low 20%, mid 20%. Tough one there. So the Raptors got a nice performance from Amir Johnson, at least. He was 6 of 7, 14 points, 12 rebounds. JV, I mean, the numbers look all right, 8 points, 10 rebounds, but he really got ate up in this ball game. Martin Gortat just had his way with him, so JV has definitely got some work to do on the footwork and the poise level. Tupat, decent ball game, 3 of 5, he had 10 points. The rest of the guys, I mean, didn't really make much of an impact. Griffiths Vasquez, for some reason, only 17 minutes. Don't really understand that. Why Vasquez only 17 minutes if Kyle was so ill? If he has a cold and he's injured. I mean, you would think Vasquez, who filled in pretty nicely for Kyle when he was injured with a back injury. But he only gets 17 minutes. And James Johnson, DNPCD. So, I just don't get it, Coach Casey. You play him one game, then not the next. Play him one game, not the next. I mean, how's a guy supposed to get any type of rhythm? I mean, James Johnson just being taken out of this series by the coach here, not really getting the time to get himself acclimated. And folks, your T-Raps, we're on the brink here. We're on the brink. Yeah, I'm annoyed, man. I'm mad. Especially after last night. You know, I watched a couple of super exciting games. Y'all see Steph Curry? Y'all saw that, right? Incredible. First of all, though, I'm going to pin that one on Monty Williams, because how you don't foul intentionally when your team is up 3, and clearly they've got the best 3-point. I mean, did Monty Williams not see the highlight tape of Steph Curry making 77 threes in a row in practice? And they were lucky just to get to overtime, because that should have been an and-one 3, which would have been really cool. Reminds me of good old Larry Johnson back in the day. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. Larry Johnson and the New York Knicks. All right, so I don't even know what to say, folks. This one hurts. I was really thinking that your T-Raps were going to step up and represent this one and be able to come away with a victory. But instead of winning that fourth quarter by 3, they lose it by 5, giving up 34 points. You give up 34 in the fourth after holding the Wizards just 18 in the third and 21 in the second. I mean, what happened there? What happened? Well, I guess the truth happened. And apparently, we can't handle the truth. To steal an old school line, some of you young people might not even get that. Go watch A Few Good Men. It was a decent film. Don't know if it still holds up. Anyways, that's it for this Raptors Abroad podcast. I'm your boy Sam, and I'm going to make an attempt to go and enjoy the rest of my weekend. But this one hurts, folks. This one really, really, really hurts. And I believe our next game is on Sunday, which is a somewhat early game, so I might actually catch this one live. I think it starts at around 11:30 my time. So I'll see what I got going on for Monday, but I might try to catch this one as it happens. Alright, this is your boy Sam. I'm still representing. Listen, man, this is an opportunity. Your T-Raps could make history. We could be the first team to come back from a 3-0 deficit. What an opportunity. It's the only way to look at it. Alright, big love. Oh, and by the way, my fans, or my listeners, I'm going to call you guys fans, but people who check out this podcast, I can tell by my podcast statistics how you're all feeling about the team. My listenership has plummeted since the playoffs. Last year it was the opposite. My listenership went through the roof. This year, in these losses, nobody wants to hear it. And I understand. I don't really want to talk about it. But it makes me feel a little bit better to get this stuff off my chest. Alright, so stick with the team, guys. This is part of being a sports fan. Alright, this is how you really enjoy those victories, is when you also wallow in the defeat. Alright, this is all part of the game. It's all part of the love. Alright, folks, thanks for checking this one out. Stick with it. I'll catch you all on Monday. Peace. Peace.